This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Reconciliation to-do list. RFK's timeline for dietary guidelines. What RFK says NIH should study. Senate R's find SNAP fix. Medicaid remains a hurdle. President Donald Trump is pushing congressional Republicans to delay their July 4 vacations if that's what it takes to get one big, beautiful bill to his desk. But first, Senate Republicans must pass their own version of the budget reconciliation measure. Republicans appear to have found a fix for their SNAP cost share requirement that passes muster with the Senate parliamentarian. The GOP leaders are still struggling to address concerns about the impact of Medicaid cuts on rural hospitals. Craig Thompson, CEO at Golden Valley Memorial Healthcare in Missouri, told reporters the bulk of his rural hospital's Medicaid patients are farmers, ranchers, small business owners, veterans, and a whole bunch of kids. For more on the reconciliation bill, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Senate weighs aligning with House on foreign feedstocks. The Senate considering a shift closer to the House reconciliation provision on foreign feedstocks for the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers. The change could result in a shorter extension. Senate Finance Committee member Roger Marshall of Kansas told AgriPulse he would personally prefer the Senate to look closer to the House provision on feedstocks. The House prohibited the credit from applying to fuels made with feedstocks produced outside North America. The Senate proposal, which has not been finalized, would reduce the credit value of fuels using foreign feedstocks. Personally, I would like to get rid of any foreign feedstock. I don't know why we'd want to help China or Brazil out. I want to help American farmers out. So I bet we get that in there. We may have to tweak the number of years that it's going to go for, but I think overall it's a win, Marshall said. RFK Jr., expect dietary guidelines no later than August. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins will have the next dietary guidelines for Americans out by August at the latest. Speaking before a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee, Kennedy emphasized that the guidelines will be short, about 4 to 5 pages, and will move away from processed foods. He said this will drive more consumption of good food in federal nutrition programs like school meals, hospitals, and military meals. The secretary appeared before the committee to testify about the agency's fiscal 2026 budget. While there, he was also grilled by Democrats on staffing reductions and the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. Representative Raul Ruiz of California criticized the erroneous citations contained in the commission report. Reporting found dozens of incorrect citations or instances of misinterpreted or non-existent studies. The report was also largely criticized by the food and agriculture industry for its findings on pesticides, seed oils, and other food ingredients. Kennedy said he had not fact-checked the report himself and that the citations were corrected within 24 hours of the news reports. He also defended the report and said all the findings are accurate. If someone turned this in as an undergrad, their professor at UCLA, they would have received an F, Sir Rees said, an F for the misinterpretation, the falsehoods, the denials, and also being references that don't even exist. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. State attorneys general sue Trump administration over grant terminations. A group of 21 attorneys general are suing Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and 11 other federal agency heads for terminating federal grants to states. The AGs argue in a filing in a Massachusetts district court that the Trump administration unlawfully used a subclause in Office of Management and Budget regulations to end billions of dollars in grants to state governments. The subclause in question allows federal agencies to terminate awards that no longer serve program goals or agency priorities. The AGs charge that it, quote, provides no support for a broad power to terminate grants or whim based on newly identified agency priorities. Take note, the lawsuit says local food purchase assistance cooperative agreements have been revoked using language that points to a shift in USDA priorities. USTR port fee proposal to increase ag shipping costs by over $2 billion. A new study finds that proposed port fees for Chinese-operated and Chinese-built ships will increase shipping costs for ag exporters by $2.3 billion a year, rising to $6.2 billion in 2028. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative outlined the new fees in April. They are set to go into effect in October and phase in through 2028. The analysis from North Dakota State University finds that grain exports, particularly corn and soybeans, will be disproportionately impacted because of their use of dry bulk carriers and lower export values. Depending on the crop and the route, the shipping costs could amount to 5 to 7 cents per bushel. The authors note that although the final version of the proposed provisions soften the impacts on ag exporters, they do not fully offset the impact on agricultural exporters. GOP lawmakers urge administration to continue talks to lower trade barriers. Republican lawmakers are applauding the Trump administration's efforts to lower trade barriers for U.S. exporters and urging officials to press forward with further trade negotiations. In a letter to four cabinet members, more than 50 House members and senators highlighted multiple pressing trade issues, which the U.S., quote, cannot delay addressing, they say. However, we are confident in your ability to utilize this 90-day pause to come to agreements that can benefit all American industries while providing opportunity for continued dialogue, they write. International trade is fundamental to the continued success and vitality of U.S. industry, particularly agriculture, say lawmakers, led by Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Steve Daines of Montana. Given the current agriculture trade deficit and the state of the farm economy, it is more important than ever to build on the achievements of President Trump's first term. Well, here's today's final word. NIH should be telling us what are seed oils doing to our children? What is corn syrup doing to our children? What are food dyes doing to our children? What is packaging and microplastics doing to our children? What are pesticides doing to our children? None of those studies were being done, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the National Institutes of Health. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.